This podcast is suitable for students between the ages of 16 to 25. If you're interested in self-improvement, productivity, study tips, this is the podcast for you.
Welcome to the Sweet and Sour Podcast.
My name is Abdumumuni Hikmat. I'm a student just like you. I'm passionate about personal development and productivity. So, if this is your first time listening to this amazing voice, don't make it your last. If not, sweetie, you know how we roll now.
Let me hear you say H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T. H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T. H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode on the Sweet and Sour Podcast. I hope you're having an amazing day. I hope, you guys have resumed, that you're not at home lazing. Make sure you go to school, resume. You guys, see, those of you that don't used to resume early. Some people don't say you should come and resume in September or October. You'll be resuming in December. Some people be like, I'm not even going to next year. Anyways, on today's episode, if you followed the last episode, that is examination fever episode, you know that today we're talking about how to read like a pro. How to read like a pro and, you know, read. See, you don't have to be the best, but how to read and, you know, answer questions and just be good. Good is good enough, honestly. And so you don't waste your parents' money. So that's what I'm going to be telling you. And today I kind of have this, acronym or whatever. It's called the 7 S's. And so make sure you stay tuned. Follow us on Instagram at Sweet and Sour. If you're not following us, I need to actually buy a cane that I'll be using to flogging people like this. Because some people listen, they want to follow us in their mind though, but they will forget again the method they log off. So please, thank you. Make sure you follow us so that you can. Why should you even follow us, Seth? Just follow us so that if I post anything, you can see it. And if there's any updates as well, you can get to know. Because most of the time, I update on Instagram. As well, I'm going to be leaving a link where you can fill the Google form. And so even if you don't want to follow me, I can follow you. Just give me your Instagram handle. Let me be following people that listen to my podcast. Okay? Okay, so how to read like a pro. The 7 S's according to Sweet and Sour. Oshay SS. First thing is, speak to your seniors and ask for what it entails to pass each course. See, let me tell you something. It's one thing to be smart, but it's one thing to be brilliant, excellent. But your seniors have done it. It's just like having a mentor. Do you understand? Ask these people, okay, I'm doing 5 courses or 6 courses or 7 courses. In this course, probably most at times, the same lecturer will be taking the course that, the same lecturer that took your seniors that course will still be taking the same course. So ask, okay, this lecturer, how does he set his question? What does he want to know? Is he theory based? Is he objective based? You know, how does he ask his question? Is it inside the lines? Does he pick from inside the lines? What are the basic thing that this course requires? So, you know, ask them, what does it entail to pass this course? So be close to your seniors. They are the ones that can help you. I remember before I entered the university, a friend of mine, shout out to you, Sheon. He's a very, 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 very good friend. I really appreciate this friend so much. He's in University of Lagos. He said to me, Hikmat, it doesn't matter how much you know, you understand? But it's knowing what you're supposed to know, what each lecturer wants you to know. You may know so much, but nobody really needs all those details from you. So speak to your seniors and ask them questions, pick their brains on what your lecturer wants to know. You know, how did you pass this course? How did you get an A in this course? What made you get an F in this course? Pick their brains really and be close to them. So the second S is study yourself and know what works for you and when it works for you. So now this is really, really important. I have done a lot of episodes on knowing yourself and, you know, really understanding the personality you are, the person you are and basic things like this. So when I say study yourself, I mean, okay, when can I read better? When can I assimilate faster? Do you understand? So you have to test yourself. You have to put yourself inside this game. Test yourself. Okay, is it in the morning? Is it in the evening? If you're not even reading, how would you even know when what time works for you? You actually have to be reading all these periods. Okay, is it in the try the morning? Probably try morning for 1 week. Try afternoon for 1 week. Try evening for 1 week. That's 3 weeks. At least in a month, you should be able to map out what exactly is working for you. And when does it work for you? Do you understand? What time? You know, is it after you have eaten? Or is it when you're hungry? You know, you just basic things. For example, me personally, immediately I'm hungry. If I just carry a book and I tell you I'm hungry, nothing's entering my brain. because I cannot actually assimilate when I'm hungry. That is the basic fact about me. I actually have to eat and like be okay. Do you understand? But not necessarily like be too full, but actually like I don't want to feel hungry. I don't want to feel like, oh, what I'm doing is like it feels so tasking. Like I want to breathe and be at ease and be enjoying the process that what I'm doing. So, and that's why it's good to like go for a course that you like, or you know, you have like a little bit of passion for, because eventually you'd be enjoying what you're doing. If you're in a course, I know, like not everybody got the course they want, but actually you can try to enjoy the process. You can try to see the light in everything. You can try to see the good in everything that you're doing. You're there for a reason. You're studying English for a reason. You're studying linguistics for a reason. So like try to harness every potential that can be in that course that you're actually studying. So the next S is someone who can teach a topic that is very difficult, and you save yourself the time. So I had a friend, or I have a friend, and he's always like, time is very important. And you know, every time we speak, he's always like, time is very important. And he's always like of this opinion that if he doesn't understand it in this particular frame of time where he wants to understand it, he just finds someone who can teach him straight up. And like, you know, he's ready to learn what he has to learn and save himself the time of using 10 hours to read something that someone could have just explained to him in 2 hours, and he would pick it and move on with the next thing. So this is where this comes in. Do you understand? Time is very important. So find someone who can teach you something that is very difficult. The person is good. So even if the person is proud, you drop your own pride and go and learn from the person. At the end of the day, it's for you. Like, everything is for you. It's like nobody is like actually gaining more than you. Do you understand? So the third, that's the fourth one, is start early. So as I said in the previous episode, you actually have to start early. I don't know for people that actually start late. I don't start anything late. I don't even go to places late, honestly. I like to be very punctual where I have to be. I like to be, you know, early to where I have to be. Do you understand? Even classes, when I'm having meetings, when I have to record, when I have to like go for an event, I just like to be punctual, because apart from the fact that it speaks good of you, you know, I don't want to kind of like come in the middle of a whole event and like I now become the center of attention. I don't want that. So make sure you like start early in what you're doing. You understand? Like, it's good to start early. You get, I can't even overstress this. See, in the beginning, you might not understand. For me, sometimes when I start early, like in reading some of like my slides and everything, I don't actually get it. But I just start early, because eventually when I'm going back to that thing, probably like in the next week or in the third week of me starting, things start to make sense. I start to understand, oh, okay, this is what it is. And for the course I'm studying, videos help a lot. So even if I'm not understanding, I just read the material like that, watch videos, then go back to the material again. Do you understand? I kind of like sync it, like kind of like sync what I have watched to what I have read, and just make meaning out of it. So the next tip is to study past questions. See, nobody has time to set new questions unless you have like that one lecturer in your department that is always like, but honestly, people don't really have time to set new questions. So basically, they would always go back to pick from what they've said before. So if you actually like practice a lot of questions, you know, do practice questions a lot, it's going to help you, and it's going to go a very, very, very long way. Stop looking for the motivation to study. Now, don't get me wrong, motivation would get you like to get you starting. You understand? It's good. It's not as if it's bad, but like, don't bank on motivation. See, I read a lot of self-help books, and they can be motivating as hell. Like, oh my God, you'd be like, you're going to be the next Elon Musk. You're going to be the next Jeff Bezos. Like, you know, you would be so charged up. But then what happens, like, after some time, then you're no more thinking of being Elon Musk again? What happened there? That's because, like, you kind of, like, always need a stronger motivation to get you past the Elon Musk level again. You need something again to boost you. But if that's how the world works, it wouldn't be that good, don't you think? If you have to do something, then you have to do it, whether or not motivation is there. So stop looking for motivation to study. And that brings me to my next tip. You have to stay disciplined and consistent. So now, discipline is so hard. It's really hard to be disciplined, like to kind of like know that, although you're in university, nobody is like forcing you to do anything, but now this is where you have to force yourself. Forcing yourself is hard. Okay, just like doing anything to yourself is like basically hard, because basically it's easy for you to scold somebody because they broke your phone, or they broke your phone screen. But if you break your own phone screen by yourself, can you beat yourself? No. Can you scold yourself? If you like hit your head on the wall, is your head that it's a pain? It's not. It really doesn't affect anybody. So discipline is really hard. I'm not saying it's easy, but it is discipline and consistency that would actually get you to that place that you want to be, to reading like a pro. Because if you start, okay, the first week you are motivated, yes, you're going to get 5.0 CGPA. Then the next week, what if motivation is not there? What if something bad happened? What if you wrote a test and you failed? What would happen? If that discipline is not there to kind of like keep you going, that consistency is not there to keep you going, at that point, you just give up and just be like, no, I'm done with this. So you actually have to like really stay disciplined, stay consistent. See, consistency is not about like doing one, like, okay, you say, okay, you're consistent. You do one thing for like 10 hours, then until like 10 months again, you add it for 10 hours. Even if you do it every month, 1 hour for 10 months, it's better than that 10 hours that you just did it for a month. Do you understand? So this is why like discipline is so important, and consistency. The last but not the least is for you to sleep well. See, I sleep well, but when I'm in school, I still sleep well, but I sleep lesser. Do you understand? If on a day where I'm supposed to be like taking like maybe a 6 hour sleep or 7 hour sleep, when I'm in school, 4 hours is enough for me. I can work, I can perform well on a 4 hour sleep. And if I'm even writing an exam, I can still perform well on a 2 hour sleep. But then you actually have to like have this sleeping schedule where you're not compromising your sleep in the beginning, but you're leaving it for the later end when you have like your exams, like your exam is already there now. You can now, okay, say, okay, I'm going to reduce the amount of sleep for this time. Because after the exam, you still have a time to rest and, you know, relax your brain and everything. So you actually have to sleep well, eat well. As I've said in the previous episode, students don't take care of themselves. So although they think they do, probably they would go buy shawarma today, buy pizza tomorrow. See, this is not taking care of yourself. You have to eat healthy. See, the longer, the side effect of all of these things that we take, if you take it too much, it will tell. It may not tell now, but when you're aging, it's really, really tell, and it's going to be so bad. So make sure you eat healthy. Like, I think I have to do an episode on meal planning, like how, like, especially for those of us who cook in school, it's really hard to think of what to eat and, you know, the stress of everything. So one of these days, I should do an episode on that and, you know, how to probably like eat well and, you know, eat right, eat the balanced diet, eat what you need for your body, and maybe a lot of extras that you can be taking, and when to take those extras and when not to, you know, stuff like that. So I really, really, really do hope that you picked one or two things from this episode, and I hope that you're able to apply it, and I hope that it really works for you. And if it does work for you, I would still like to know. And so, that being said, make sure you follow us on Instagram at Sweet and Sour Pod. You can also fill in the Google form that I'm going to be leaving the link in the description. Let me get to know you. I would follow you if you don't follow me at Sweet and Sour Pod. I'll follow your Instagram page anyways. And so, yeah, tell me if it does work for you eventually. I love you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Remember that every day is always a great day to win. Bye.